You're listening to a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
Welcome to a special Lunar New Year edition of the Inside China podcast. And as we say here in Beijing, 新年快乐, Happy New Year. My name is Qin Chen. I'm a reporter at the South China Morning Post. And as you heard in our last episode, I've been researching the history of the Chinese zodiac and how these 12 animals help ancient Chinese to remember time. But on this podcast, we're going to talk about what the future holds for you, according to what Chinese zodiac sign you are. We've got someone special who has consulted with a legendary feng shui master in Hong Kong to find out what the year of the ox means for money, love, and health. And not just if you're an ox. If you're a rat, tiger, rabbit, dragon, snake, horse, goat, monkey, rooster, dog, or pig. Like I got taught to say in Mandarin when I was a kid, 鼠牛虎兔龙蛇马羊猴鸡狗猪. But it's not just that. People are also wondering what color is good for them in the year of the ox, what numbers will be lucky, and are there things they need to watch out for? These are the kinds of questions people ask at the beginning of the lunar year for people born in 1949, 1961, 1973, 1985, 1997, or 2009. They'll probably be asking, what does it mean to be born in the year of the ox? Most of us are just going to be happy with the end of the year of the rat. Actually, my podcast producer, Jared Watt, was born in the year of the rat. Jared, how was your year?
My year was kind of pretty average, just like everyone else's, Kin. Locked inside, gained a lot of weight, didn't get richer, didn't really feel lucky. So I'm pretty happy to have the end of the year of the rat, but I'm pretty keen to find out more about the year of the ox.
Louisa Tam is an editor at the China Society desk for the South China Morning Post, also at Inkstone, the sister news platform. So, Louisa, where have you been getting these information from?
I've been researching the information predictions of Hong Kong master, Master Lei Guiming. He is one of the top ones making yearly predictions. And I've been checking his information for the forthcoming Year of the Ox, and also because his predictions are very ancient Chinese kind of methods. So I need to kind of mix with other research I've done from other sources. So it's quite wide-ranging, covers a lot of areas. Most importantly, people love to know about their love, luck, and money and career. So I'm trying to cover all my bases, and so you will get a very comprehensive picture of what entails in the year ahead for you.
So let's talk about the year ahead, the year of ox. What's in store for everyone?
Yeah, you have to, first of all, you have to know this is the year of the ox, but we have so many different elements. This is the metal ox, okay? This year in general is going to be quite lucky. Believe it or not, we need it, right? After what we have experienced, all have experienced a year over last year. So this year is going to be lucky and also perfect to focus on relationships, whether we're going to be having like romantic relationships or building other friendships, you know, at work, you know, in your social life. This is going to be a lucky, lucky year for all of you, all of us. So 2021, from February to May, so it's about, you know, the first half of the year, the world will wake up and get back to normal. That's what we've been hoping for, right? In the Chinese zodiac, the ox is very hardworking, as you can see. It's very methodical. So 2021 is all about working hard. If you work hard, you get rewarded. It's pretty fair, right? It sounds really fair to me. This zodiac sign, also the sign will be, you will feel the luck in terms of money this year too if you work hard. So it's all about being methodical, hardworking, going for what you're aiming at, okay? Go for it. So the metal ox is also very orderly, very disciplined. So that means if you work hard and you use your very methodical way and with discipline, you can solve just about all the problems. A lot of discipline and hard work.
So Louisa, I don't know much about the Chinese zodiac, but I do know that I'm a metal rat. And I know that the rat is first in the zodiac list. He won the race back in the legend that was told. So does that mean we get to talk about the forecast for rats first? What's ahead for people born in the year of the rat?
It's so typical of a rat. You have to come first, right? Even though this is the year of the ox, we need to talk about the year of the ox. But there you go, the rat. The rat did win the race because the little legend goes that the rat couldn't cross the river. ox is so honest and so nice. Say, okay, why don't you hitch a ride on my head? So the rat jumped off. Once the ox crosses the river, the rat jumps off and becomes the first sign of the 12th horoscope sign. So you are the rat. So this is going to be a very good year because you do get along with the ox no matter what you've done to the ox, the original ox, right? It's going to be a very smooth year for the rat. You can look forward to a more stable year than last year. Don't we all need it, right? You're blessed with three lucky stars. So if you try hard, work hard, you will see positive results. People born in this year, you have to look out for some lucky days as well. Lucky days of 2021 will be the 5th, the 12th, the 25th, and the lucky months are March and October. So you can see every month you have 3 days you're very lucky, the 5th, the 12th, and the 25th, and the 2 months you're super lucky, March and October. So during the year, you will see your career becoming your priority, okay? Very likely you will find your direction, clear directions, especially in May, okay? During this month of May, you will see changes, ideas, new possibilities, both professional and financial. So there you go. Good rat year for you. Good rat year in the ox year.
Well, thanks, Louisa, but it's my birthday in May. Normally I'm just crying over a birthday cake, so I really look forward to it. I'm fascinated by the lucky days, so not just every month but specific months. So that's really interesting.
Yes, that's really interesting. I'm not sure you haven't told us about your day of birth, but the 5th, the 12th, and the 25th of those of every month will be lucky for you too. So there you go. It's quite rare to have 3 days, you know, so many days in every month that you'll find luck. But do you want to know about your love luck? Your love luck too.
Tell me about love luck.
Oh, it's going to be a lovely one for you. You feel? Okay, especially in the beginning of 2021. If you're married, the ambience of love is around you. So you feel affectionate. You feel you can do everything, you know. You can't go wrong. You will make your partner happy. If you're single, it's not in your case, right? You will need passion. Your dream of great love will occur this year. But you have to be patient anyway. Love needs patience, needs investment. It's also an interesting love year for you. You're a lot of hard work. Because remember, for everyone, usual, right? In life, you have to work hard. But sometimes you work hard, you don't get the right results. But this year, you work hard, you get results because ox is blessing everybody. If you work hard and methodical and diligent and try, you will get results this year.
I have to say, in terms of love, is there anything there about being locked inside with someone for 12 months? Is that just hard work?
All right, Jared, I think we've heard enough about your love life. What about someone else? What about those people who were born in the year of Ox? Those people who were born in the year of 2009, 1997, 1985, 1973, 1961, 1949. You know, we can subtract 12 years and go all the way to the history.
If you are an ox, you have an honest nature. Ox people are known for diligence, very dependable, very strong, very determined, all the very traditional and admirable qualities, okay? And women especially are very traditional. I'm not sure about this day and age, but also very faithful as friends, as partner, who attach great importance to their children's education and upbringing. Okay, you're a 24-year-old ox person, right? You might face emotional problems this year, mostly romantic issues, okay? So be careful, you know, in that area. Those in steady relationships must work hard to protect your relationship because you will have outside forces that might interfere with it, okay? And if you're not ready, especially when you're not ready to get married or have babies, so be careful to protect that connection, that partnership. People between the ages of 12, 36, and 48 also should be careful of negative moods because this is a year that you are going to fan tai shui. I will explain what fan tai shui is later. When you have negative moods, I mean you feel pessimistic, you don't have the energy, you lose direction, and all those things, it might seem just not very personal, but of course, because you work with people, you go to school, you deal with your family, these things will generally affect your life, your work, okay? Those 60 and above, be careful with your physical health, don't we all, when we get that age, right? You don't have to tell me, but this is particularly important to ox people. And also watch out for, you know, the color of your face, right? This is particular, I think this from Master Lee talk about, like, you read your face as well as you read your sign. And you have very dark color lips and somehow you just don't. The look is also very important to see the mood, you know, because how we Chinese believe that how you feel, you can wear it on your face. So if you somehow look really gloomy, not because you're feeling gloomy, just natural, your resting face is gloomy. Be careful, something is wrong with your health.
Hang on, Louisa, what is that word that you were using? I think fan tai shui.
Yes, Kin Fan Tai. So you have to learn this phrase because every year you'll hear some signs, especially the particular year of that sign. It doesn't mean you're smooth sailing. It means you're Fan Tai Sui. Fan is to offend. Tai Sui is a god. This god is a fantastic god. Tai Sui is the royalty among gods. If you Fan Tai Sui, you have to look out. First of all, it's prone to accidents, okay? And you also will suffer, you know, your relationship. You have bad relationship. You suffer from physical condition because you are in the condition of Fan Tai Sui. But there are also ways to counter this god, okay? You want to do the following, and there's some do's and don'ts I want to go through very quickly, okay? First, you have to adopt a very positive mindset and do not worry about nothing because, you know, you have to follow the law of attraction. It works for you. You think you manifest positive things and Tai Sui will be countered in that way. So think about negative stuff. Go forward all the time. Also, we all believe in like, involved in joyous celebrations, like positive things. So number one, don't go to the hospital. Don't go to the hospital, don't go to the funeral parlor. Even, you know, you have to, you know, just try to avoid it because you don't want to rub off bad energies. You want to rub off good energies from happy people, happy occasion. If there are weddings to go to, you know, birthday parties to go to, by all means, go to those events, okay? Another thing is that you have to prepare for accidents. I say Fan Tai Sui year means you will be prone to accidents. So the Chinese way of countering this kind of potential unforeseen and bad events, you can go have one of your tooth extracted because you see a little bit of blood. Once you see blood, that means you've countered that it happened. The accident has come under your control. Or go for blood donation because once you see blood, even one drop, and also make sure you check your car if you're driving, okay? And also, another thing is like you don't want to take risks, including your investment and your career. So don't jump, you know, from one job to another. Stay put, okay? And also, one more thing, Tai Sui, do not like noise or any commotion. A Tai Sui god or Tai Sui gods in general, they do not like noise, you know, or commotion, including no renovation at home, okay? I hope all these little tips can help you to counter. Believe it or not, I think if it's easy to adopt, to follow, why not?
Louisa, that sounds incredibly complicated, but I think I've managed to not Fan Tai Sui and offend the gods because I'm a lifelong blood donor. The Tai Sui gods will accept my donation as often as I do. I hope that's going to be okay for me this year.
Absolutely, Jared. Absolutely. You know, as one of the things I talk about in the list of do's and don'ts and the tips, right? Doing good deeds, doing charity, it's already, you're paying off already. You get your dividends because you pay off a long-term, lifelong investment. You're fine, my dear, fine.
Paying it forward. Excellent.
Okay, Louisa, what about tiger people?
Tiger will have a little bit interesting year, you know, in Chinese zodiac or horoscope, you know, prediction. We don't say bad. We just say when you are expecting a not so good year, we don't say bad. We say interesting. Okay, this is interesting year. Be careful. There are three fierce stars. What were they? Not angry. They're just very powerful with some kind of power that will affect, you know, the normal running of things for you. So this year, you will have to, if you're a tiger, you have to be careful about losing money. Losing money, not from investment, but because of friends. So be careful. That says a little bit about, give you some hints about who are your friends this year, okay? So also be careful that, you know, if you have planned something in advance, be careful. These plans might fall through again because of friends. So you have to think about what kind of friends you're making and you hang out with. Because of their, you know, quote unquote friendship connection with you, they may steal your money or you might lose opportunity because they steal your ideas to do something before you implement, you know, the plan or something project you're supposed to be doing. So tiger people, especially those in the business of insurance or property agents, be careful, okay? Because a lot of times you rely on the contract. Sometimes Chinese say, okay, you know, shake hands and that is a deal. No, make sure you sign the papers, make sure you move quickly with those contracts that you plan to implement to go ahead because you might lose money, lose contract, lose business.
Okay, money does not look good for tiger people this year. What about love?
Oh, the world is so fair. It's going to be a peach blossom year for tiger people. That means single people will find love and have good people relationship this year. Also, good chance that, you know, tiger people will find new friends. But again, remember, I talk about friends, right? Make sure what kind of friends you're making, you're hanging out with. Find new friends, but good friends, okay? Those in a steady relationship will likely tie the knot. Peach Blossom Year means all kinds of relationships. You get help from people to advance your career. So it's actually the two sides of the same coin. Good people help you. Good friends help you. Bad friends make you lose money and lose jobs. So be careful who you hang out with, what kind of friends you have.
Okay, that's the tiger. What about rabbit? What about rabbit people?
Oh, I'm afraid to say that rabbit is not much better either. Regarding human relationships, it's a social year, not so good, a bit nondescript. This year, rabbit people only have one fear star. So not so bad, right, compared to the previous tiger. But no lucky star, because sometimes we look at like, you know, bad star and good stars. This one bad star, but no lucky star. Fortunately, this fear star is called the prison, like prison imprisonment, prison star. Somehow, this star brings gossip. So the damage is rather minimal. So on that side, the unlucky bit is not so unlucky, but at the same time, not too lucky in general. But love-wise, rabbit year, this Chinese New Year will start off, you know, with quite optimistic. You can give another chance to a relationship if it's not moving forward, or if it's not like seems to be building, developing. Nothing can stop you if you truly want it. This is about rabbit this year. And also, you will take this opportunity to test your lover's intentions as well. But you have to be in full control of your impulsive reactions. Rabbits are somehow sometimes quite impulsive. And try to be more understanding. And you, as a rabbit, can work towards that and you can get the right results.
Well, of course, rabbit has the reputation for being impulsive. What about the dragon?
Yes, dragon reporting for duty, ma'am. I am a dragon. Dragon needs to take care of their intestinal or gastrointestinal health. Stomach issues, that means. So be careful what you eat. On a positive note, it's a good money year for dragon. Yippee! If they take care of their health and so forth, I can make a lot of money. Focus on work and bring all the money and all the bacon. And this is a good year to advance the career. I think I will try a bit harder this year. So this is a good year for my fellow dragons, okay? And love, I don't need you to ask me. I want to go to love immediately. This year, us dragon will have a good opportunity to find a stable partner. I don't want a stable partner, I want a good partner. However, you'll most likely have a few issues with your partner. The more you get to know them, not too sure about that. I think this is a problem that everybody encounters, right? You get to know them, you either like them more or you don't like them. Also, be careful with dragon people that there will be tensions in the family and you want to manage to solve them quickly. You don't want to let these tensions and problems fester. The tensions will go away very, very slowly if you don't deal with them, okay? Also, if you are looking as a dragon person, if you are in a very serious and stable relationship for a long time, it's very likely you'll get a marriage proposal. There you go. They are the dragon, fellow dragon people.
I always thought stable relationships were for horses, but sure, that sounds good for the dragon. Tell us about the snake. Snake people, people born in the year of the snake.
Oh, my snake cousins, yeah? I'm dragon, so snakes are my cousins.
Well done, snake people. They're going to have a good year because at least the first thing is they are compatible with Tai Sui. Remember Tai Sui God we talked about earlier, right? Tai Sui is the royalty among gods. If you are compatible with Tai Sui, your year is mostly, you know, pretty smooth sailing anyway. This year, on top of that, being compatible with Tai Sui, snake people also get help from Guiyan. Guiyan is noble people from afar. That means if they work overseas or have jobs overseas, which is quite common these days because we're working from home, you can be dealing with people, you know, from afar, overseas. So this is the perfect year for snake people. If you're working people in business that are based overseas, you will see job and business advancement. Snake people has many lucky stars smiling upon them this year. It's also a good year if you're staying in a job that means you're employed. You're being an employee better than being an employer, okay? Snake people, be careful to pay attention to a group of what we call fierce stars. These stars could bring, you know, unexpected incidents, like you're prone to accidents, you're emotionally down all the time. But this time, this fear stars will bring snake people something like conflicts with people, yeah? You have arguments, that kind of thing, also legal issues. But nothing big, okay? Just small things like fines and tickets for your parking, for, you know, jaywalking, those small things. So just pay attention, all right? Don't make it any worse. And also be careful, because of one of these fear stars, you will be careful with backstabbing and gossip, okay? So, but still, there are little problems, so you can counter them with, you know, charity work, doing good deeds, so it'll cancel off all these, you know, cancel all these negative energies around. And do you want to know about love?
Always.
Always, yes. Love, romance, I think, You don't want to look for excitement because your life and career is already pretty good. The romance this year is relatively stable. There won't be anything extraordinary, but stable is good sometimes, right? Especially after what we experienced last year, stable is good. So look for, you know, developing your love slowly and steadily.
So, Louisa, the one thing that is in common between Oprah Winfrey, Genghis Khan, Ashton Kutcher, Jackie Chan, and Kobe Bryant is that they were all born in the year of the horse. What does the year of the ox look like for horse people?
Wow, those are awesome people. But unfortunately, the contrary for horse this year. Horse people will find Tyser this year. Tyser, again, is the rock star of all gods. If you find Tyser, you have to counter all those tips we talked about earlier, right? But don't worry. Even you find Tyser, horse people, it's not too serious. These Tyser stars only bring you gossip. So gossip, you can kind of like dodge them like, you know, the bullets. You should be okay. Most people this year will also encounter what we call fake peach blossom. Fake peach blossom means fake romance. That means like, you know, like a flash in the pan. Relationships that don't last, but you invest a lot of time. So if you know this in advance, most people, so don't invest too much. Okay, just, you know, just maybe just dating and you don't expect like long-term relationship, but these are just, you know, they're four signs of romance and love. This kind of energy is good for those who deal with people in the jobs because you don't want to have a relationship, long-term ones anyway, with your clients if you're in like, you know, sales business, you know, selling insurance or and houses and apartments, you know, you don't want. So people with this kind of fake peach blossom luck this year is good for, you know, those dealing with people in the day job, okay? And those born in the spring and summer will have better luck in the year than people born in the winter. So horse people, you're early in the year, you actually have better luck than people born, most people born later in the year. So you can save your energy, okay? You can save your energy to work hard, to aim for things that will work for you and don't invest in long-term relationships just for business maybe. The results can be rather satisfying, okay? Love-wise, do you want to know a bit about that too? I believe, right? This year, you have what we call a rise in your social energy. You have this so-called limelight factor, quote-unquote, which means everyone you meet will gravitate towards you. So if you're in the business, like I said earlier, in like, you know, selling things, you know, insurance, you have to deal with people, salespeople. Your luck is, your relationship luck is not long-term, but it's good for those kind of, you know, business deals. So this is a good year. People will come towards you and you will have good results. You work hard and make sure those relationships, the short-term business relationships, you know, you invest in them, they will turn out, you know, to have good results. And so it's a good year also for networking. You reap benefits in the end.
Well, too bad for the horse people. How about goat people?
Well, goat people experience lots of changes. Sometimes changes are not bad either. These changes especially are in love, career, and home. Changes will be quite extreme though. Extreme means it's not always good, okay? It's sometimes very good and sometimes very bad. You just have to find ways to negotiate, to navigate towards, you know, the 12 months ahead of you. But there's also a lucky star to neutralize all these bad energies and minimize the bad effects. Be careful, though. There's a chance of losing lots of money and experience lots of big changes. Like, you know, changes, I say, doesn't always have to be good or bad, but it depends. So these changes include selling your properties and moving home. Some people say it's bad, but some people say it's good. You can, you know, make a lot of profits from selling your home and moving overseas, you know, but so you see how you look at it, you know, whether you're half full, half empty, or you can always fill it up, right? It doesn't matter. So you know how to negotiate, how to manage it. So changes, selling homes doesn't mean always bad, you know, so, but you will see all these changes.
Well, Louisa, how about the love life for goat people?
Well, this year for goat, it's time to make some changes in your love life. So it depends on your individual situation, what kind of changes. Only you will know, right? Because we can't have a general, you know, advice on what to do, but you will need to make changes in your love life. And also for some single goat people, you will fall in love quickly. So make sure you are ready for disappointment, okay? Because you jump in so quickly. And for those who are in a stable relationship, it's important to keep your family out of your personal business. So that means, you know, people with quite complicated family setups, like big family, extended family. So you're stable. So don't let other people stick their nose into your personal love business. So generally speaking, it's okay. It's pretty stable.
Louisa, in our last episode of Inside China, Kinling Lo, our colleague, revealed that she is the sign of the monkey. She's a monkey person. Can you tell us what the year ahead looks like for people born in the year of the monkey?
Wow, lovely for Kinlin Lo. Happy peach blossom this year. Couples will get married if she's into that, right? Single people will meet their partner. So this is all-round good year for monkey people because there are three noble stars smiling on them. They'll get help from the right people, what we call guayan, right people. Monkey people need to guard their personal belongings, though, such as the wallets, the phones, and other personal belongings. You gain some, you lose some. You gain stuff, you might lose something. So, well, if you see there's a good balance, why not? Also have to watch out for gossip. Be careful of love triangles. Too much love coming your way. You know, pay attention to all these like extra distractions, we'll say, you know, temptations outside your own, you know, relationship. So you have to strengthen your love.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic year for monkey people this year. Maybe Kinlin will expect something big her way. What about the rooster people?
I'm happy to announce that rooster will finally have a good year ahead. Rooster has had quite a rough patch over the last few years. Really rough ride for some reason. And this year, thank goodness, rooster will see a compatible year with Tai Sui again, the rock star of all gods, which means it's going to be a lot of stability, good interpersonal relationships. Nothing will go wrong with people anyway. Easy to get help from the so-called noble people, the guayan, in whatever they pursue. Lucky year for the rooster. Also quite a lot of lucky stars surrounding rooster this year. These stars are related to power, career. That means for those who are in a job, they will get a promotion. Okay? This is also a good year for building wealth, for putting away some money. They're putting in some nest eggs, right? Rooster people can save money this year. But they're also a little bit of fear stars around. They are not to be feared, but, you know, be careful. There's three stars that will affect the advancement in job, in relationship, or for rooster. But if you slow down a little bit, watch the way you go, even you face ups and downs at the same time, deal with them. And be careful if you can navigate. This is overall not a bad year because you have, you know, you have a compatible year with Tai Sui. But also because a little bit careful about little minor accidents, by tripping over and small cuts. Nothing serious.
So, Louisa, the eternal question, love, what does love look like for these people?
Oh, Rooster, love is all around you this year. You have positive social energy all around you, surrounding you. So there's never been a better time to fill up your calendar with catch-up sessions, group meetings. Okay, of course, after COVID, right? Two-person at the moment, okay? Two-persons, no more. But when the time comes, you can meet up with friends. This is a good year of the oxygen, meet up with old friends, reconnect, you know, rekindle relationships. It will help you advance, you know. Reunions are good. Sometimes you know, who knows, though, meeting up with ex-schoolmates will rekindle some old love. You never know. This is a good year all around with social energy. So that includes love and non-romantic relationships. So is it a good year for interpersonal connection for Rooster?
So, Louisa, the sign that unites Confucius, Winston Churchill, Bill Clinton, Madonna, Mariah Carey, Michael Jackson, the year of the dog. What does it look like for people ahead who were born in the year of the dog?
If they're looking for health, I'm sorry, look out for stomach problems. Oh, don't we all, you know, because we eat all year round, you know, especially when we stay at home all the time, work from home. Cooking become a really like common pastime, hobby. So this year for the dog, be careful of stomach problems, okay? The Chinese always think about looking after your body. This is a good year to pay extra attention for dog people. Especially in the lunar month, okay, of March. Have to check your calendar. March is not the March in the Western calendar. Usually it's a month behind in April. And also you look out for March, June, September, December. These 4 months in the lunar calendar, especially take care of your body, your stomach, okay? So look after your diet. And also, dog people will be troubled this year by gossip. So be careful who you're connecting with, dealing with in the office, social setting. But thank goodness, so far we don't have to deal with people on a lot of time. We kind of on our own, kind of solo ride, right, all the time. But be careful when we go come back to normal. Be careful with people you deal with. Avoid confrontation because you're likely to get into arguments with people in the new year. So in that way, arguing is one thing, but these confrontations might affect your work, your career, and even your money luck. So be careful. When it comes to love. Oh, I'm sorry, doggy. Also, it's lackluster, luck in love. So, but have patience when you're seeking a partner. It might be difficult for you, but, you know, somehow, you know, in your circle of social life, you have quite a lot of competitors, so you got to be extra careful. If you want to look for love, this is, could be quite a difficult year. You have to work a little bit harder.
So last but not least, Louisa, the pig. How about pig people?
Well, good one. Don't we love it? You know, just finish off with a really, on a very positive note. Pig people have a very stable year, and we have noble people, what we call guayan, from afar to give them support, and people to help them out quietly. Quietly is good because that means they don't expect anything back. They just help you, support you from behind. I'm right behind you, pig people. The kind of noble people, we want more of them, right? For those who travel for the job, maybe not for the time being, or have business partners based overseas, they will experience a pretty smooth year. So it's good, you know, in the business area for pig people, especially if they have business overseas or based overseas. But one thing to remember, the new year, we see them running around a lot for the jobs. That means they had to work extra hard. There's no definite good or bad for being so busy running around. It's just going to be a super busy year and quite demanding physically for big people. But your energy, this energy very likely will occupy most of your time, but it is good for career growth. Work hard and you see outcome, positive outcome in your career growth. And there will also come an opportunity for change in company or job or your career change. So take note that sometimes you look at the offer may be tempting. The new job, the new position might give you something back. But be careful when you are looking at, you know changing jobs and changing your investment. So, but there are opportunities, but pay attention to what you're getting yourself into, okay? Health-wise, you will have a little bit problem with your digestive health, you know, same with the eating the diet, you know, so be careful what you eat and don't indulge, you know, so much in your favorite food, okay? Be careful about digestive problems.
Okay, you know, I have to ask, what about love for pig?
Well, the balance is out. Love is very good for pig people. It'll be an easier, more positive year. So maybe last year was a little bit, you know, a lot of hurdles and some rough patches, but this year will be easier, more positive. And for those who are single, they will get married, tied or not. And those who marry will see happier times in the relationship. Congratulations. It's a happy and love year for the pig people.
In my intro, Louisa, I talked about the importance of colors for the Chinese zodiac. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, during the Chinese New Year, we don't wear any colors that are blend like white and black or gray. We wear red. But every animal sign has a favorite compatible color that will be particularly important, that will strengthen their luck energy for that year. So I'll go through them very quickly, okay? The 12 signs for red, lucky color, this year, mark it down, okay? It's blue, gold, and green. For ox, white, yellow, and green. For tiger, blue, gray, and orange. Rabbit, red, pink, purple, and blue. For dragon, gold, silver, and grayish white. I'm wearing those colors now on my nails. And after the dragon, we have the snake. Snake is black, red, and yellow. Fourth lucky colors are yellow and green. Goat, lucky colors are brown, red, and purple. Monkey, white, blue, and gold. For rooster, gold, brown, and yellow. For dog, red, green, and purple. For pig, yellow, gray, brown, and gold. All lucky colors, match them with your outfit for the rest of the year, but for the particular day, the first week of Lunar New Year, you can wear red.
Well, Louisa, I'm off to the wardrobe to go find myself something red to wear. Thank you so much for the forecast, and thank you for educating me with the things I need to know about the complexity about the Chinese zodiac.
You're most welcome. I hope all of you have a lucky year of the ox. I'm sure we will all, when we put in the right energy, work hard for it, there will be positive outcome for all of us.
So that's all we have for you in this Chinese Zodiac edition of Inside China. No matter what your sign, we hope you manage to spend the next 12 months getting healthier, wealthier, wiser, and happier.
Kin, this has been lots of fun. How do I say, I hope all your wishes come true and Happy New Year of the Ox.
祝大家心想事成,牛年快乐.
And to you, Kin, thank you so much for hosting this episode of Inside China.
Well, it's been a great pleasure. Thank you so much. Bye for now.
For more podcasts from the South China Morning Post, head to scmp.com, where you can hear more about technology, trade, culture, and society.